Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be partly cloudy, high near 20 today. During a brief Racine County court appearance, 25-year-old Jonathan Sparks waived his preliminary hearing and entered a plea of not guilty to the 2008 fatal shooting of 20-year-old Jamal Stansil, also of Racine. He died of several gunshot wounds at the hospital. Sparks remains jailed on $500,000 bond, charged with first-degree reckless homicide by use of a dangerous weapon. That cold case arrest of Sparks was based on his statement in an Illinois prison about holding a gun over the top of a fence in Racine and firing several times. An associate of Stansil's claims to have been near the scene of the shooting said he saw Sparks shoot over the fence five or six times. The next court date for Sparks will be February 19th. The Racine County District Attorney's Office charging 23-year-old Corey Hinz of Yorkville with felony theft in a business setting. He allegedly gave away almost $4,800 worth of meals since last June at the Iron Skillet restaurant at I-94 and Highway 20. Criminal complaint says Hinz marked down meals on the third shift using an old promotion. The manager, when told by an employee, checked past computer records. Hinz was jailed with a February 3rd preliminary hearing date. He's also facing a charge of possessing a controlled substance. Helping the homeless and those in need and dogs on leashes in city cemeteries. Just a couple of the public comments offered up at last night's Racine Common Council meeting. Brian Stevens is part of a group seeking out charitable help, even from Illinois, to supplement community organizations that are facing some tough financial times trying to provide needed services and assistance.
What our goal is to take the person to the next step. So once they get their Section 8 housing and their food share, we want to then interview them and then see what their dreams are and what their ambitions are and help them to get to that goal. One dream may be to not live in subsidized housing. One dream may be to not need food share. One dream may be to go back to school and get a bachelor's degree or a master's degree. That's where we come in, and that's where we will be directing our efforts.
George Myers of the Taxpayers Group, after maintaining that a study about bringing commuter rail to Racine is just a waste of $30,000, that was a previous council decision, he said the dogs in cemeteries issue that is a positive deregulation.
Typically, when we see something go through the council, it's for more regulations and more taxes and more restrictions. And here we have something where actually there's a little bit more freedom. You know, dogs can now be able to meander on a leash through the cemeteries. But at least there's something there, and I applaud this step. You know, this is not a monumental thing. It's like a kid taking its first step or going potty correctly. But we did deregulate something, and I applaud it and look hopefully for more of that same type of thing in the future.
The only other public comment about support of a used car lot at 1616 Durand Avenue, for which the council later approved a conditional use permit. A former training division chief of the Kenosha Fire Department, Carson Wilkinson Jr., has been chosen by the Summers Fire Commission to become the new chief for both the village and the town. He's lived in Plymouth, Wisconsin of late, would replace Tom Smith, who resigned as chief last May. Former NBA player and University of Connecticut star Tate George, returning to New Jersey federal court, referenced the sentencing on fraud charges connected to a Ponzi scheme in which he persuaded people, including players, to invest in his company, but used their money instead to pay off earlier investors. George played for New Jersey and the Milwaukee Bucks at one time. He's been in jail since his 2013 conviction. AccuWeather forecast. This afternoon, partly cloudy. We'll have a high near 20. I'm Tom Carkle, WRJN News.